It's where the stars live.
My hands up to the stars.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, Will and Max.
Hey, it's Bruno Mars.
My hands up to the stars.
We are Måneskin with Dr. Shawn Mendes.
Hello, Chico Pit, Mr. 305. You are now checking out the Chris Faye Show on Virgin Radio Dubai. Dolly.
My hands up.
Hands up, Dubai.
The Chris Faye Show.
It's where the stars live.
Trust me, you guys are motivators.
I cannot start my morning unless I listen to you guys.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are on. We are live. Good morning. 6:02 Wednesday, May 25th. Oh, we got paid yesterday, if anyone...
Yay!
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean, did we? I've already spent my entire packet.
I didn't notice.
It's gone on the credit card. It's done. It's finished. Shroom, straight in, straight out.
You live on a credit card and you pay off every month.
I spend everything. I try to get those miles, you know what I mean? So I put everything on the credit card. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can do the upgrades. You know? Like
fair
that
play.
Life. I like that life. Good morning, pretty good morning, Rossi. Like,
good morning.
Morning.
I never use the miles. Every time I try to use them, it's always like, no, sorry, no, you can't use them on that flight.
Really? Is that what they do?
No, you can't use them on that flight. I'm like, well, can I ever use them? No. You can buy a mug, though.
I can buy
a key ring.
You can buy a key ring. That will cost you $28,000. Like, that's like 4,000 dirhams for a key ring.
Yeah, that's so... I never thought of it that way.
I wonder if people actually do buy the key rings.
Do you think?
I don't know. I'm asking. What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, if your miles are... You know how they say, like, your miles expire? Like, a certain number of miles always expire?
I know, do
so
they?
So I wonder if you just, like, spend it on something.
The miles life. Some of you have no idea. You don't do the miles life. Some of you are like, all I do is miles life.
There's so many ways to get miles.
You know you can just buy them. I got an email the other day saying you can just buy them.
Yeah,
like they're
I've
doing
done
a 30% discount right now to buy some miles.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like if there's only a little bit difference.
Yeah, you just buy the miles to get that upgrade or something.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're not traveling anywhere just yet, but hopefully those summer holidays is coming up. Look at this weather. The sandstorm still upon us today. Very dusty last night.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to stay till Friday.
Yeah, there we go. You can see it. So if you've got those allergies, just be wary of it all because it is. I know that my eyes get irritated. I feel eyes dry up. That's what I feel right now.
Mm.
We've got a big show lined up. Once again, we are going to be talking about... let's bring it in. I won't make it a huge deal, but let's talk about this monkeypox. What we need to know about the monkeypox.
Yeah.
All right. We've spoken to the DHA. We've got the Dubai Health Authority. We've got all the ins and outs of it. Like what we've got to look out for.
Mm-hmm,
what's going to happen if you were to get it? Is there a chance of us getting it? Like, there's a lot to talk about. Let's not get any like, oh my gosh, here we go again. It's not that, all right? But let's run through this, all right? Rossi, I've asked him, I begged him, Ross, I miss a What's Rossi reading story. He said, you know what, Chris? I'm going to deliver you one of the best What's Rossi reading stories ever.
Yep, that's true.
What
am I doing?
What's Rossi reading?
The cheeseburger
story. Oh,
stories.
The cheeseburger one. Okay, cool, yep. Ready.
Rossi, I even gave you the story. I've helped you.
Sorry, I'm ready to go, yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm ready.
10,000 dirhams cash with the pop quiz. We're still going to talk about that Justin Bieber concert that we've just announced. The swap meet is back. The Chris Faye Show's swap meet is returning. Let's see where we're at, what we're going to swap. So let's get the show underway right now. Thank you for hanging out with us so early. If you're up, I'd love to talk to you. Could you be our first caller? Let's find out what's going on in your life. How are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? 04871 5544. Nala's in studio 2 right now, ready to get you on the show. 04871 5544. Let's go. Call me right now. Rossi looking extra handsome today. Have you realized that?
Ooh.
Yeah, like what have you done? You got something different, Ross.
Really?
Is it the hair?
He took photos yesterday.
Yeah, the skin photos. Doesn't the skin look nice?
It's looking good.
Maybe it's the tan I got, you know, like the little bit of a tan.
When did you get the tan?
Last weekend.
Where'd you go?
Just like in the UAE, sunbathing.
A handsome Rossi today, guys.
Thank you. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, why? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Warwick, hello.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing well, mate. What's going on? What's good. Going on this morning?
I actually just arrived onto a set. I'm doing an Emirates TVC commercial today. So, yeah, early bell.
Oh, that's cool.
Here we go. An Emirates TV commercial. A commercial for Emirates.
Yeah, that's right.
So, what's your role? Who do you play? What do you do?
I'm kind of like a featured extra, so yeah, not too much work, nothing like Chris Fade like, but the background.
That's pretty cool though. Do you wonder who's shooting? Yeah. Do you know the company shooting it? Are you allowed to say?
Magnet.
Okay, no, I don't know that. I don't think I've worked with those guys. Because one of my friends does a lot of the Emirates shoots as well, so wanted to see if it was theirs. I would have called them up and said, make sure you get Warwick a bit of extra screen time, please.
Aww. Oh, you've got that power.
Yeah, I want a slow motion shot of Warwick. Yes. Just slow motion. I want a lot of face in this. I want to see Warwick's face. You know, but I don't know the Magnet guys. They don't seem to attract me.
Mm. Very funny.
Look, I mean, if you have any other friends that are looking for guys, you know, you can always put my name
up.
Are you a full time actor?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
How'd you get into that type of thing?
I was brought up in Cape Town, so kind of just, yeah, there's a lot of that work down there. I just got into it and then, you know, moved to Dubai like 5 years ago. And yeah, there's surprisingly quite a lot of work in the city. So, yeah.
So wow. can you earn a decent amount like per month if you just consistently work at it?
Not as a male. I mean, I think mainly as a female, but yeah, obviously you could get into other work like voiceovers, things like that. So. Maybe someday on the radio. Rossi, I'm off to your job, boy.
You can have it.
What do you mean you can have it? You want him to take it?
When I go, yeah.
When are you going?
Oh, when you go.
Yeah, when I go. Probably be about 2027 or something.
Are you? Have you ever had to play like an Arab guy? Like, you know, when they, you know, they need an Arab and you're like, well, I'm South African, dude, but I'm going to pretend and then you just rock up?
Yeah, well, I've got blue eyes, so they kind of put contact lenses in and then rock up with the beard.
Wow.
No way.
There it is. Warwick can play anything. He can do anyone, all right? He can play any role.
I know Arabs with blue eyes, though, so.
Let me ask you, if you could have one, like, sort of movie role.
Okay.
What would you want to be? Like, what would the movie be? Is it an action? Is it a comedy? Like, what would that movie be for you, Warwick?
Probably an action movie. I'm quite like an action man, so yeah, sort of anything to do with stunts and kind of like what Tom Cruise does, you know.
Okay.
Well, yeah. They've just done the Barbie movie. You know, why don't you do the Action Man movie? That'd be good.
What's that, Rossi?
They've shot a movie. You know, Barbie, the Barbie doll.
Oh right, yeah. They don't have Ken in that, I believe.
No, they do. It's Ryan Gosling.
Ken. Yeah, they've got a Ken. You know, it's a big deal. So maybe you could pitch an Action Man. Do you remember Action Man?
The Action Man. Who's Action Man?
It was a figurine. Yeah.
He's showing your age, Rossi.
Yeah, you're right. It's really old. Like I didn't remember. Action Man was like it was an action man. It was a figurine, and he would do. I think you got him in like
1966 until 1984. Action Man. Was
that's totally Rossi. That's totally Rossi right there. Like,
wow,
that describes Rossi. 1966 to 1984. Warwick, have a great day. Good luck on set, mate. Okay.
Good to chat.
All right, bye-bye.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, juicy one this morning. What have you got?
So Khloe Kardashian was on the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. That's what the podcast is called. And she spoke out about all the plastic surgery rumors around her. If you notice in the press from time to time, they'll be like, Khloe just got an entirely new face. Or she's done this, she's in that. How does that make her feel? And she reveals what plastic surgery she's actually gotten done.
People were like, I've had like 12 face transplants. I'm like, oh my God, I have? I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't bother me. Like, it offended me. I was like, why do people think? I just couldn't figure out why people thought that.
Yeah.
I've had one nose job.
Right.
That I love.
So she says she's offended by it.
And she's admitted that she's had a nose job. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
Well, you think she's done more?
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a lot of Botox involved, but they're very open about that.
I don't think
they count that as plastic surgery. That's the thing.
But I think she's gone under the knife more than just that.
Maybe she was only addressing her face at that point.
Yeah, that's what I want to get at. Maybe
there's other things that she's done.
She's a... No, I'm not against her. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
her. She's our favorite Kardashian.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, there seems to be a lot of change going on. Like... If you look at the Kardashians
10 years ago
and now, they're different humans.
Actually, if you look at them like 5 years ago and now, they're different people.
Like Kim Kardashian, I look at Kim, she's impeccable.
From the first time that we met her
to now
is two different people.
We met her 10 years ago.
Yeah,
the first time I met her 10 years ago, she looks 15 years younger today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. Totally agree. Yeah.
Good doctors.
Is it real or good docs? So, keeping it in the family, Dolce & Gabbana reportedly made $25.4 million in media impact value thanks to Kourtney Kardashian Travis Barker's wedding. So, there's this actual company that measures the value, the monetary value of your media.
Okay.
So, like, how much hype is around something?
Okay.
How much money would that be translated to?
Sure.
So, they made about $25 million from that wedding because they got married in their estate, in the Dolce & Gabbana estate.
Mm-hmm.
They dressed the entire family. So, everyone thinks it's a Dolce & Gabbana sponsored wedding.
They didn't make that money. They're just saying that they believe they're going to make this much money or this much press was given to them.
Yeah, so that's how much it was worth. That's a lot. $25 million worth.
There we go.
And apparently, the whole wedding was sponsored by them. And finally, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. We haven't talked about it a lot because there's just so many different details in it.
Yeah.
But the trial is still ongoing. It's supposed to come to a close on Friday. The court was in session yesterday and the judge said, okay, we're going to take a break, a recess. And as they did that, now, if you didn't know, fans, like spectators, the general audience is allowed in the courtroom, right?
See, this is where I think it's wrong. I don't think we should be able to know what's going on in that courtroom. I think it's so disrespectful. I think mankind's gone weird.
That's how the courthouse is. We can't, I mean, that's the courthouse.
But
setup.
I think that needs to change. Like, again, imagine everyone knowing all your dirty secrets like this. Like,
I read an article about that, actually. I'll tell you about it. But let me tell you about this woman.
Go on. Yeah.
So this woman stood up, and obviously there are a lot of fans in the audience, and she stood up and she said, Johnny, I love you. Our souls are connected. And kind of turned around and was like, thank you so much for the support. And then she pointed to a baby that was next to her and said, this baby's yours. And Johnny just was like, what? And then security came in and obviously took her out. She goes, I was just kidding. Don't kick me out. Anyways, so I know.
America.
I know. So I read this article about why we should be, the public is being able to watch it. And they said because it's a defamation trial, it makes it all that more important so that if Johnny Depp wins the case, it helps his case and helps him fall back into the good graces of the public. If he was defamed, if it's found out that he's defamed. So it's good for the public to know in this case that I was reading about that.
Like O.J. Simpson, you know what I mean? Why was that televised?
I think just
Michael Jackson.
I told you when I was going through my divorce, I had these random people in my courtroom. And I said, I'm going through the divorce. I'm in the courts going through my divorce. And then I've got the, who are these people? They're sitting on my side. And they look like, they look like thugs.
What?
And they were sitting, like, they just look like, I don't know.
Not
for,
right.
For like a nice day out.
Yeah, just in, like, their trackies, you know, their tracksuit pants, and they just sit in the back, and I'm like, who are these guys? And they're like, oh, they're allowed to come and watch. I'm like, I don't want them to watch.
Yeah, but it's allowed,
they're
isn't
like,
it?
No, they're allowed. It's an open thing. I'm like, but I don't want them here. And they're like, you have no choice. I thought that was horrible. Like, I'm going through, like, my personal stuff, and then these guys, but also it looked like they were with me. Do you know what I mean? So the judge is sitting up there, and these guys that look like they were just like there for like entertainment purposes, wearing tracksuits. All they needed was popcorn. They could have had, instead of going to the movies, I think they go to court trials, right?
That's,
and then
that's crazy. It's free, I imagine.
Yeah, and they're just sitting there, and I was like, this is horrible. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's not cool. That's not cool at all, especially being in that position. Interesting. All right, well, there we go. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
So I've got the official document here from the DHA, the Dubai Health Authority. Let's talk about it. We're not going to just ignore it. This monkeypox saga that has now appeared over the last sort of, 10 days?
Yeah.
And it's more and more apparent. You're seeing it more on social media. I don't want to... we won't make a huge thing out of it at this stage, obviously. But I want to deliver just the facts of things that we know, especially when it's coming from the DHA. For more info, you can always go to our ARN News Center. We have all the info that you possibly need.
Yep.
Yes, there's a case in the UAE.
Yeah, one. We got one yesterday, they're saying, right?
Yep, 29-year-old visitor. Ministry of Health and Prevention says they're taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's okay.
All right, what do you need to know about monkeypox? I'm going to go through this document the DHA has just put together. It's a rare zoonotic disease that is caused by an infection with the monkeypox virus. All right?
Mm.
It occurs primarily in tropical rainforest areas of Africa and is occasionally exported to other regions. How do you get it? Mode of transmission, animal to human, through direct contact with the blood, fluids, is possible. All right. Or eating insufficiently cooked meat from an infected animal.
Oh, interesting.
So, and you can get it obviously through human to human through close contact with respiratory secretions, skin lesions, and other contaminated sort of objects. Your incubation period is 6 to 13 days. All right. But can range 5 to 21. Oh. Symptoms, fever, exhaustion, lymph nodes, I think, are up.
Yeah.
Back and muscle pains, intense headache, skin rash, which usually begins within 1 to 3 days of a fever. So these are things to look out for. Prevention, similar to what we did with COVID, obviously. 20 seconds of washing your hands with soap, water. Just keep your hands clean. Avoid contact with wild animals, alive or dead. Rossi, we can't look at you. I can't touch you anymore. I'm sorry.
Hey, no.
Cook your meat properly. Avoid contact with any objects that have been in contact with a sick animal. So just be aware of that as well. And human-to-human transition, just if anyone has a rash, just be wary of that. And avoid contact with any objects that has been in contact with a sick person. This is all from the DHA. Treatment, it usually looks after itself after 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, that's a... yeah, good thing, I guess. And there is supportive care if needed with symptoms. So, you know, from paracetamols and different meds. What you need to know is that the health authority in the UAE are currently studying and evaluating the situation. Avoid spreading rumors. Seek information from official channels. That's really important. There's just a lot of fake stuff running around. And the risk of getting infected or the risk of an outbreak is very, very minimal. You need to have very, very close contact with someone that is infected. So that's everything that you sort of need to know about the whole monkeypox saga. That's from the DHA. More info, go to the ARN News Center. Now, there are already conspiracy theorists are already out and about, and I love it. And I know I have some friends who are them. They are the ones.
What's the latest theory?
Here are the top three theories. Conspiracy theories. This is to cover up that the vaccine that we took for COVID gave us this shingles sort of a feel, these rashes. So this is a cover up. So,
oh my goodness.
So that the vaccine that we took for COVID is inducing all this. So WHO have just come out to say, oh, it's a monkeypox. It's another thing.
They created a new disease.
Correct. That's the first one.
It was created in 1958, though, so I don't know how that works.
Okay. Well, AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine causes monkeypox. That's the other.
It always go back to the COVID vaccine?
And the other one they've gone back to is it's just another virus leaked from the Chinese lab. At the heart of COVID's origin debate. So it's gone back to that same lab. So they're the three going. There are others, which is very interesting.
These are all conspiracy
theories,
by the way. But
these were the top three. They're the conspiracy theorists going at it, which let them be. We can't stop them. But as the DHA has recommended, just know where you get your sources from. All right? We are not being paid. We are not being told to do this. No. Type of content. This is not being pushed upon us. I wanted to do this personally. I think I've started to see it more and more sort of like appearing on social media. So I think it's important just to run through the facts.
And put everyone at ease as well. I think.
Will trust the source of the DHA. Yeah. I think as we've learned in the pandemic of COVID, I think they've done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Right? So just a little bit. Don't stress. All right. Just keep your hands clean. Now, saying that, Nala comes to work yesterday, full-blown rash all over her body.
It's an allergic reaction. I know.
Have you had it before?
I have severe allergies for a lot of things, so this happens a lot.
Yeah, I know. I said to her as soon as she walked in, I said, why don't you just go home?
It's not bad.
She's had it checked out. It's all good. But yeah, if you do appear, like have any rashes or anything on your body, just go just get them checked out just to make sure. You good?
All good.
All right. Thank you. 6:57. We'll get back to your news headlines up next. We've got your pop quiz coming up as well. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. Hold on.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God.
Go to money. This powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get access to over 11,000 airport lounges and free airport transfers. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Hey, I know times are tough. You wanna get paid, but you know you ain't gonna be me. I'm gonna trade it. Everybody understand me. It's time to get played with Adelaide. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, you're so gangster, Adelaide. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing very well. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the pop quiz. Are you ready to win the 10,000 dirhams cash?
Thank you so much. I'm ready, definitely.
What do you do, Adelaide?
I submit proposals.
You submit proposals. What does that mean?
I do. We put tenders together for work that we would like to go after, and we submit it, and then hopefully we win it.
But do you do that for other companies, or you just do it for your own company?
For the firm that I work for.
Okay. Project management, is it?
Kind of, yes.
No, like I thought if you submit proposals, like if I wanted to try to get some deal, I can give it to you and you'd be like, could you do a whole proposal for me so I can get this? Is that what you do?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Mm. Is it very overwhelming? It must be like so much work and then waiting to hear if you get it or not.
Yeah, exactly. The follow-up is intense.
Yeah.
Deadlines and very stressful. Yeah, but it's fun.
Do you get paid no matter what if they do take it or if they don't?
I do, thankfully.
Yeah, that's good.
Have you got any experience in architecture?
No.
Okay.
Why?
I just thought, like, if she's doing proposals for, like, what is it, building work or what? What proposals?
It's another interesting question from Rossi. Hold on, let's.
Honestly,
I want to see where this
topics.
Is going.
Way too many various topics.
Okay.
Various companies.
Well, I just want to know why you asked about the architecture. Where are you going with it?
Because I imagine she was doing like proposals for like building work and like project management companies and stuff like that. That's where I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay,
I don't
okay.
think that's it.
Okay.
I think it's completely different projects.
It was on such a high and now you've, yeah, okay. Let's move on anyway. Have you got any kids?
It wasn't very high. No, it wasn't. Well, I don't think we were just having a nice conversation.
Got any kids?
I do, they can. They've been telling me for days and days to ring. So
this is it. This is your chance today. You're on the pop quiz. Thousands of people have tried, and today is your day. Here we go. I'm going to hand over to the main man of the show. Chris, his name is.
I like Rossi. Just sometimes no words, then sometimes just verbal. They just it all comes out.
Dad, don't say it.
No, I nearly did. Yeah. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Here we go, Adelaide. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Which DJ supergroup will appear in Abu Dhabi Grand Prix this year?
Pass.
Love and Thunder is the new installment of which superhero movie franchise?
Pass.
What singer will perform at the Coca-Cola Arena October 8th? We announced it yesterday.
Justin Bieber.
What football club does Jamie Vardy play for?
Leicester.
Who sings Thinking Out Loud and Shivers? Ed?
Sheeran.
Gwen Stefani was a member of which band at one time?
No Doubt.
Which British couple have a son called Brooklyn?
Victoria and David Beckham.
Daft Punk are from which country?
Past. America.
Finish the Meghan Trainor song, All About That?
Bass.
Who has an album called 1989? Taylor?
Swift.
Which DJ supergroup will appear in Abu Dhabi Grand Prix? No, whatever it is. We couldn't get to any more. You got 700 dirhams cash. Well done.
Woo-hoo. Yay. Thank you.
Adelaide, that was pretty good. You did pretty well.
Thank you very much.
So, I didn't even know it was announced. Swedish House Mafia will be appearing at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix this year. Well done. Is that confirmed? Are we 100% on that?
Yeah,
okay. Love and Thunder is the new installment of which superhero franchise? It's Thor. Thor and Daft Punk are from France. From France. That would have got you more of the cash.
But 700 is great.
It's good money.
So great.
700 is amazing. Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, love to the family. Love to the kids. Have a great morning and thanks for listening. This sandstorm is hanging out, ladies and gentlemen. It wants to be our friend. It doesn't want to leave.
No, just go away, sandstorm.
No, it just wants to hang out. So
it's going to be here till Friday, it looks like.
Friday. Wow. It went away for a couple of days. Was it last week? And then it went away. And then it's back again.
Visibility is really low. Really low.
So what are we going to do? Just take it. Obviously, take it easy on the roads.
On the roads, for sure.
If you're planning on going out for a walk, probably not. I saw you try to do that yesterday.
Turned straight back around.
Did the U-turn, yeah.
You know, like in America, they name their hurricanes and all of that.
Yes.
Why don't we name this
okay,
one?
Okay, let's name it, Ross. What great should
we call
it?
So over there, they start like A, B, C, D. Like they go through the list. So
let's just open it up to anyone. What should we name this sandstorm? We are officially going to name the sandstorm in the UAE this week. Your suggestions of names, get them in right now to 04-871-5544. We're naming this sandstorm.
They already call them, isn't it, a Sharmila? Is that what it's called?
No, but that's like, I think that's just the Arabic word for
sandstorm.
Okay. Sharmila?
But isn't it a name?
I've got a friend called Sharmila.
Shamal.
She's got a dance company.
Shamal, sorry.
Shamal.
Sorry, Shamila's listening.
Not Sharmila Dance Company. Shamal.
Did you just say, you mean to say Shamal?
Yeah.
Oh, Shamal's okay. The name for it, right?
All right. So we're going to name the sandstorm officially right now. Get your suggestions in.
There's some great suggestions coming through.
Little Zane. Hey, bud. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. What do you want to name the sandstorm?
I'm thinking Joe.
Just Joe. Is there a reason?
Yeah.
No?
No, I just like the name Joe.
All right. Cool. I like it. Yeah, it's Joe. Cool. What up, Joe? Sandstorm Joe is upon us this week.
Okay. What do you know,
that,
Joe?
That sounds pretty legit. I don't mind that. All right. Man, a lot of you guys calling in. A lot of you guys on the way, obviously on the way to school, want to try to name this. Dumaj, what do you want to name the sandstorm?
I want to name the sandstorm June.
June. Why? June. Why June?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. This is the first thing that came to my head when you asked the question.
All right, I like it.
It's in May, though. It's in May.
I know, it's confusing. The sandstorm's in May, but we're going to call it June. Yeah, I still like it.
D-U-N-E.
Dune.
June.
Okay. Jenilyn, hi.
Hi, sir. I'm Geraldine, but I want to call the sandstorm Sandy.
Sandy.
Just like my ex. Yeah.
Just like my ex.
Because it's harmful.
Sorry, you want to call the sandstorm Sandy? Why?
Yeah. Well, because the same name for my ex.
Your ex's name was Sandy?
Yeah.
That was fair. And that went very well, that relationship. And like your ex, it comes and just causes trouble.
Chaos,
yeah, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I like that. She's happy about it. Tamara, what are we naming? What are we going to name the sandstorm?
Sandarella.
Sandarella. That's
a great name.
That's a great name. I like it. Okay, yeah. So we're going to keep taking them. All right, we're going to keep taking these votes right now. What do we name the sandstorm that we have this week? Now, I told you we're going to celebrate the sandstorm.
How are we going to celebrate the sandstorm?
Back in like 2004 or something, there was a song which was released by...
2001, wasn't it?
Darude.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is called Sandstorm.
Oh.
Across the UAE right now, we will celebrate this sandstorm.
Woo!
Everybody right now in your car, it's time to lose it.
Okay.
It's time to experience it.
Okay.
It's time to celebrate the UAE Sandstorm! Yes! Those grains of sand that you find in your house, in your eyes, and in certain parts of your body, it's time to embrace them, ladies and gentlemen. Because this sandstorm is here to stay. There I know blue water and a waving line of land. The pines that grow in the wind reap my man.
What?
And where the winds will blow and hollow at hill, sand and sand and sand will drift. Sand as soft as snowfall, drifting through the wind. Over the grass swells, sand will begin. Of a romantic patterns, sand will always be. Living in this nation, the UAE. I wrote a poem about sand, and here I am.
You did that not write
great.
That.
I did.
No, you did not.
No, you did.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No,
I did.
No,
I did.
No,
I did.
No.
Sand like hours of the hourglass. Sand is what I am. Sand is who I'll be. And in this country, sand is from me. UAE Sandstorm. We celebrate it. Come on, embrace.
What is happening here?
What is going on?
When I say sand, you say sand. Sand?
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 Sand. Sand.
When I say sand, you say sand.
Sandstorm. Sandstorm.
When I say sand, you say storm. Sand?
Storm.
Sand?
Storm.
When I say sand, you say storm. Sand?
Storm.
Whoa.
What? Send us a video of you in your car to this.
When I say sand, you say storm. Sand?
Storm.
Sand?
Storm.
When I say sand, you say storm. Sand?
Storm.
Sand?
Storm.
When I say sand, you say storm.
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 Yes! 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 Yeah! 04871 5544. WhatsApp your videos. Wow, that was great.
Just real quickly, Astrid, what do you want to name the sandstorm?
Terminator.
Done. It's called Terminator. Noreen, you enjoyed our sandstorm, did you?
Oh my God, thank you so much. I was on my school run and you made me cry because I was laughing and cracking up with my son. You made my day, Chris Bate. What a song. Amazing.
You know what? Aww. Thank you for listening. We love you. We love you so much, Noreen. Aww.
Love you so much. We can't survive without you. The school runs, I'm telling you.
No, well, thank you. That means the world. That means the world Sweet. To us, right? It's best thing we get to do here.
Oh, yeah.
It's Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Let's go!
Stories that are weird and wonderful.
It's What's Rossi Reading.
Yes, what have you got for us, Big Rossi?
Imagine this. Imagine you're sitting at home doing some work on your computer, then your two-year-old son comes up and says, okay. Can I play with your phone? Probably doesn't say that because he's two, but just grabs the phone off you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay, and you let him play with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hear a knock on the door, and it's McDonald's. Right?
Oh, I'm loving that knock, yeah.
I'm loving it. At the door, there are 31 cheeseburgers. That's been ordered. And the reason that this has happened is because her son had ordered 31 cheeseburgers on an app called DoorDash.
Yep.
So imagine it's a bit like delivery,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Huge in the States.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, it's a big, yeah. So 31 cheeseburgers rocked up. It was a $100 bill. But she did something awesome. She gave it away to like her neighbours and stuff like that. A pregnant mum came along and she had 6 of them. But
31, how would you, I mean, you'd have to do a couple of good clicks there. The kid's gone all the way in. Like,
well, like, you know, when you're messing around with your phone, you can press weird stuff.
Yeah,
can't
that's
you?
Happened to me.
Yeah, but to order the burger, like, you got to click the burgers, and he's obviously hit it 31 times.
Maybe thought it was a game.
But then you have to go to, like, exit, you know, the bottom part where you have to purchase, then you purchase, I don't know. Kids
have
done it.
Have your kids ever done anything like that? Ordered anything without you guys knowing?
Yeah, they did. They're Roblox that time.
Yeah, they did actually. You're right. They're ordering skins like of the gaming. But no, my girls are now at the age where they're like, man, they got linked into their own, like, they're onto Namshi and Shein and...
Oh, my God.
I got them onto InstaShop. Like, I've got their... Because, you know, they're always like, Dad, can you order da-da-da? Dad, can you order this? Like, food at home.
Yeah.
Dad, we want to make pancakes. Can you get pancake mix? So, like, what I've done now is I've just put the food apps onto them.
And then you just connect
onto
it
their
to
their phone.
Yeah, I said, you can order what you want.
Wow.
I said, you can order what you want, but anything over 50 dirhams, I need to know about.
That's good.
But it's good,
I like that.
But it's good, like... They don't, Like, they're not overeaters or anything, are they? Because they're in, you know, they look great, as in they don't...
What, Rossi?
Oh, no, no, no.
They're not overweight, are they?
Here we go.
Rossi, just...
They're not overweight, are they? So, like...
Rossi.
If I was a kid and I had that opportunity...
Rossi, judging how my children look and they're not overweight, they're 10 and 12. That is the
but
worst
they've got
thing.
But they've got this app.
Just stop.
That's amazing.
I just need you to stop talking.
Like, because when I was their age, I was going around to the supermarket and buying full cakes for myself and eating it secretly.
Yeah.
But your kids, they've got control. That's fantastic. Well done.
What's the joke, Rossi?
I was fired from McDonald's for helping myself to too many cheeseburgers, believe it or not.
Really?
That's a true story.
Mm.
I think I was misled about their opportunities for growth.
I don't get it.
Opportunities for growth, like growing in my career, but I was growing. My waistline was growing because I was eating.
Oh.
I went into a library and I said, can I get a cheeseburger, please? And the librarian says, excuse me, sir, this is a library. I said, can I get a cheeseburger, please?
I like that.
Leave it on the high. Is that a pity laugh or is it legit?
No, that's legit.
Oh, great. Good.
Sorry, he lost me when he was judging if my kids were fat or not. Sorry.
I love that video that you posted.
No. Muhammad is with us right now. He's like a child. You really got to keep him in line. You really do. It's 8:22 on Virgin Radio. Muhammad, hi.
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 You have given up on love? You've given up here, have you?
Yeah. 100%.
Why have you given up?
Oh, I get a lot of situations, you know. I tried, but at the end I said, I cannot.
The women,
so difficult. You know.
The women that you find are just not for you.
Yeah, they are so difficult, you know.
Aww.
Why? What's wrong with the girls that you meet? Because I hear a lot of girls tell me that there's no good guys here in the country.
No. It's not about that. You know, sometimes after you start the relationship,
mm-hmm.
So the traditional and these things, it will be different. The culture is different.
Yeah.
How difficult, you know, to keep trying and trying and trying. At the end, what I did, I go back to my country.
Yeah. You find there's more of a selection.
Yeah.
See, that's the hardest thing with relationships that I've realized. Thankfully, I grew up in a family that were pretty open and were like, you just find someone that you love. You know, find someone that you just want to spend the rest of your life with.
Right.
But if you did have to find someone that was same nationality, for example, or same religion, or same whatever, it does reduce the criteria reduces the number of people that you can approach.
Or like what Muhammad's saying is like, if you do find someone that's from a completely different background, sometimes it's hard to bridge the gap between the two things as well. Sometimes you're just too different.
Too much.
It's too different.
Sheila, hi.
Hi.
You're 32 years old and you've given up.
Yes. All the good guys are married and...
Yes, Rossi and I are.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Guys, calm down.
All the good guys are married, you think?
Yeah, we are left with the AOBs, like, after the main agenda.
I don't even know what that means.
Don't even go into it.
But I won't go into it. I think there's there's good guys and there's good women, there's good girls here. I think there really is. So what we want to do next, Sheila, and hopefully it will help, is we want to try to find places to meet good people.
Okay, we're going to put a list together.
Because where do you try to meet people, Sheila? Like, or is it just all online now?
I tried in real life. It wasn't working. So I've also tried online and it's actually not working.
Okay.
So I'm like, let me just focus on my career.
Good on you. I think when you focus sometimes on other things, though, it comes, you know,
yeah,
like
that's
it's
true.
Just, where are you from? Can I ask?
I'm from Kenya.
Kenya. Are you only looking for a Kenyan man or any man's fine?
I haven't reached to the point of any man is fine and I'm actually not looking.
No, but like, are you preferably wanting a Kenyan man, I'm saying?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, like when I was looking for, you know, a partner, it wasn't like I must have a Lebanese woman or I must have an Australian woman. Like, I was like, man, let's go. You know, like, let's see what happens.
Wasn't fussy.
It wasn't fussy. I'm just open. Like, let's do it. Like, let's see what happens. You know what I mean? Like,
and then Brianna walked into your life.
You got this Mexican girl coming in from LA, you know? Like,
she's cool, yeah.
Stop commenting on my wife.
I'm just saying she's fantastic.
Focus!
Okay, Sheila, hang out. We're going to put this list together, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if we can help you. A lot of you called. Okay, so what I want to do...
Yeah, tell me.
...is where did you... If it's in the UAE...
Okay.
Where can you meet or where did you meet your partner?
It could maybe help someone else find their soulmate.
Where did you meet your partner? In the UAE. Has to be in the UAE. I want to do a UAE-centric list right now. Where did you meet your partner? 04-871-5544. WhatsApp us. Give us a call. Where did you meet your partner in the UAE? If it happened in the UAE.
Okay.
04-871-5544. Ross, where did you meet your wife?
McGettigan's. Well, can I just suggest something? My sister-in-law, Katie, started a roller skating club recently, and she met somebody.
At the roller skating club?
Yeah, so stuff like that might be a good idea.
Joining activities.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing right now. Where did you meet your life partner? Because if you're single, maybe this is where you could meet him. If you want to meet someone, hey, you don't need anyone. I'm not forcing this.
It's if you're looking for
someone. If you're looking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Vin, where did you meet your partner?
In a petrol station in Dubai.
Wow.
Yeah, gas station. Which petrol station was it?
It was in Enoch. So I used to work in the forecourt putting fuel in cars, and she used to work in the C-store. She's from the Philippines. I'm from Nepal, and it was a bit difficult in the beginning.
Oh,
I love that. Hold on. You were working at the gas station filling up the cars.
Yes, she was working in the C-store.
And she was working inside.
Yes, Zoom stores. They're now Zoom.
Yeah, the Zooms. Love a Zoom store. Look at Zoom connecting people.
Hey, they've met over Fade Fit Snacks.
Yes, yes, on the counter there. So
like, how did you... Who approached who? How did it happen?
What a little love story this is.
We met in 2006, and she said, I only want a Filipino guy. I don't want a Nepali guy. It won't work out. So after a couple of years, I think in 2010, we got married.
Aww, that's all right. I love that.
So who approached who, though? Like, were you filling up the car and, like, you know, she was walking out or something? You're like, hey, oh. Yeah. How did it work?
A lot of hard work. Yeah, I had to do a lot of drama. I had to say, I'm going to kill myself or things like that if you don't marry me. And I just...
Gosh.
Just went,
okay.
That just went weird.
Okay.
You don't...
Let's not.
Wow. Was that a bad tasting joke there or what?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, we'll get going. They're happily married, though.
They're happily married.
Adila, where did you meet your man?
At a dinner that neither of us wanted to attend at the Capital Club 12 years ago. Probably to the day, because it was May 2010.
Ooh.
Wow.
You are the fancy members-only Capital Club.
Yeah.
No, neither of us were members, but we were guests for a love night dinner.
That's great.
That's
and
cool.
So you both didn't want to go, and you ended up, what, sort of just meeting each other there and just having a chat, and then you exchanged numbers, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I mean, he was seated to my right, and then another gentleman was seated to my left, who ended up being, like, the biggest negative cloud drain.
Okay.
And, you know, just to...
Were you at that same dinner, Ross?
I wasn't. No. I have been there, but not that day.
So this guy on the left was just draining you. You had him on the right, and he just sort of saved the day, did he?
Dubai was terrible. Everything was terrible. Life was terrible. And I was just like, oh, my God, please, like, save me. And my now husband turned to me and was like, oh, why don't you join us for dessert? And I was like, thank you so much. I needed that, you know?
Oh, I love that. He saved you.
What a great story, Adila. Capital Club, DIFC. Anne Marie, where'd you meet your partner?
Hey, Chris, Rossi, and Freddie. I met my partner at Mall Emirates, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He was just there for a dinner at one of the restaurants in there, and then he saw me walking by. He just got all his friends from his heart, and then they basically just took my number. I don't know why I've given my number to him.
So you're just there having dinner. He ran up to you and asked you for your number, and you gave it to him.
Well, I was just...
actually walking to one shop, and then basically he saw me. And then
Wow.
Did you ask him how many numbers he asked for that night?
Hey!
That's what I was asking as well. Like, well, in the latter years of, you know, us being together, did you get someone's number as well? He says, no.
He's like, yeah, I did 25 a night. I knew that the odds were with me if I just kept asking. Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. I love that you gave that a chance. And now you're married, which is even better.
Wow, that's great.
Is it Gagan?
Yes. Hi. Everybody.
Hi, morning. How did you meet your partner?
So I met him on one of the dating apps, Bumble. That was 2 years back.
Yeah, so that, and that's a thing. Apps do work.
People are
against the apps, but...
Yeah, there is hope.
There's another one, isn't there? Hinge, I think it's called.
Hinge is another one.
Hinge is one. Arzi, where did you meet your partner?
I met my partner at the Jamjar Gallery in Alcool.
Jamjar, that's a great place.
Yeah. Mm.
You were both what? You were looking at art?
So I was actually going to attend a workshop at the Jamjar in the old location, and I called up the gallery asking for location, and the lady gave it to a guy, you know, who gave me directions to get there. So when I got to the gallery about an hour later, we sat down for the workshop. So my now husband came up to me and asked me, did you call asking for directions? And I said, yes. So he said, yeah, I gave them to you. So I was like, oh, okay. So his brother was holding the workshop, and he was just helping his brother out at the gallery.
That's so cute. And then, and the rest is history. Last one, because we have run out of time here, is Rula, where did you meet your man? Hold on, let me get Rula on. The phone has just paused on me here.
Oh, no.
Hold on. There we go. We got Rula on now. Rula, where did you meet your man?
I met Tony in Abu Dhabi at Emirates Motor Company, Mercedes dealer.
Look at that, Tony.
I came for a visit to visit my brother in Abu Dhabi in my way to the States to do my master's degree. And then I decided, okay, why don't I work for a year and save some more cash? And then my husband as well just joined EMC at that time. And then less than a year, we got married. And he told I'm Jordanian and he's British, really. And then he asked me, do you marry Western? And I said, like, my cousin is married, my relative is married to George Galloway, and I have a few other cousins married to Western people. And he proposed, and we got married.
That's so cute.
George Galloway.
He's George Galloway.
Is an MP, isn't he? George Galloway, isn't he?
What, in the UK?
Yes, George Galloway was my relative's husband.
No way!
I don't know who George Galloway is.
Member of Parliament.
In the UK.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, I think that's... You know, that's the thing. If you're listening to this right now and you are, like, looking for love and you're just giving up hope, I mean, you've just heard a bunch of stories there. It will happen. From being at the mall to a gas station.
To a dinner you don't want to go to.
Exactly. A dealership to being on a dating app or whatever it is. Like, there are totally opportunities here. I believe that, yes, this country does attract some of the people that you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, they're only in it for one thing, or they're transit in and out. But there is totally opportunities of some really good humans here, women and men. So keep positive, stay positive, and see what happens.
And say yes more, you know, do things outside your comfort zone as well.
And don't say, I'm going to kill myself, though, if you don't go nuts.
Yeah,
don't
please. Like
swap it like it's hot, swap it like it's hot, swap it like it's hot, swap it like it's hot.
We are swapping from a stapler, which we started off with. We went to an Xbox, went from an Xbox to the bikes, from the bikes to a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
We just swapped the Nintendo Switch for...
the Ryder Cup flag.
We got this autographed Ryder Cup flag sitting in our studio, and it's signed by some big people like Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Phelps.
Nick Jonas.
Condoleezza Rice. There's actually a lot of names on there, right?
Yeah, so what we want to do now is... swap this amazing flag.
And remember, we took this flag because we were helping out.
Yes.
You know, our swappee, right? It was more of a charity feel. So we need you now. We need an object to swap this flag for. What have you got?
Yeah.
Now, we've got a list of things already sent to us. And most likely this week, tomorrow or on Friday, we will have an official swap, which we're going to throw to you to ask you which should we take. We want you to help us out here. But if you've got something in your possession that you believe you could swap for a Ryder Cup 2000 and it looks like 18 national flag, tell us who signs it and who gave it to us.
So a lady by the name of Hannah gave it to us, and she wanted to swap it because she wanted to raise money for disabled kids in Africa. So she took the Nintendo and got some money for the kids in Africa. But on this flag, we've got Samuel L. Jackson. We've got some rugby players on there. We've got... who else have we got? Wait there, I'll tell you. We've got some good ones.
Just let him go. Let him go.
Okay.
One sec. I've got. I want to make sure that I get all of these names right, you see, because it's such a great flag. In there, Nick Jonas, Michael Phelps, Kurt Russell, John McEnroe, Kelly Slater, Luis Figo, Brian O'Driscoll, the rugby player, and of course, the best of all, David Ginola.
Who's that?
Football player with beautiful hair.
If you want to see it, it's up on our stories right now. Chris Fade Show, go and check it out.
All right, we want something of higher value to swap. And we're going to do it this week. Have you got anything at home? Take this out. This would be great memorabilia. It's a good story behind it as well. And if you're lucky enough, Rossi will sign it.
Maybe. Wow. But that might make it depreciate in value. But we've had some great things come in already.
We have. 0487155444. We're going to finalize our swap hopefully tomorrow or on Friday. But if you've got something and you think you're interested, 0487155444. You have a possible swap for us, a trade. What is it?
It's a Funko Pop signed by Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
Sorry, we don't talk about NSYNC on this show.
It's a Joey Fatone NSYNC signed like doll, the Funko Pop.
Correct, yeah. And it's authenticated too, so it's legit.
Did you get it signed by him or you bought it signed?
No. I got it signed by him.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah, when I was in Vegas.
Now, the only thing that I can respond to this offer is, John, bye.
Oh, don't be like that.
We have a flag signed by Condoleezza Rice.
I love that that's the first name you
said. Some government
Samuel
officials.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Phelps, one of the greatest Olympians of all time. You want us to swap you this flag with a signed Joey Fatone doll?
Yeah, NSYNC, man. You know what? I'll make it. I'll throw in a Karen Fukuhara, girl from Suicide Squad, the one with the sword. I have an autographed picture of her too.
Now, when you have
all the stars.
When you have to explain the person that I'm big, John, I appreciate the offer, but we're going to have to decline it.
All right.
You're stuck with Joey. You're stuck with Joey, though. Take care, brother. Thank you. Bye. So. We've still got it. We are sitting on the Ryder Cup flag signed by all of the huge celebrities, right? They're massive.
All of this. Well, Samuel L. Jackson, for one. Just imagine having a flag signed by Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
For me, that's good enough. But, you know, in there, Michael Phelps, Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice, ladies and gentlemen. How amazing would that be if you had a flag signed by Condoleezza Rice?
Yasmina's called through. Hi, Yasmina. What's up?
Hi, good morning. I just want to tell you something. I tried for the first time your Fate Fit, the protein. I was skeptical because I don't like peanut butter. But I tried it this morning and I was like, oh my God, it's heaven in the mouth. I love them.
Oh, what a cutie.
Heaven in the mouth.
I couldn't have paid
Yeah, and my kids, my kids love your tube Greek blueberry yogurt. If I don't put that in the lunchbox, I'm in trouble. Oh. So thank you. Thank you so much. It's amazing. But heaven in the mouth. The peanut butter, I love them.
I think I may use that as a slogan. The Fate Fit. Heaven in the mouth.
Yeah.
Heaven
in the mouth. Yeah, it is a heaven in the mouth. I love them. It was really nice.
I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to call us. Call me and say that. That means a lot. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for the good product. It's really nice. I love them.
This is great. It's not a fan. It's not my mom calling or anything. This is legit, right?
At all. I just stopped in the state gas station, and I said, okay, I take a coffee latte, and I will take a protein made shake. Right. And I love them. I'm so happy.
Is this your friend?
I swear, this is the best commercial for my product. Yasmina, I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye. Have a lovely day.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
It's amazing how she got on.
Could not script that. Like, that was, that was the best. Ever for Fake Fit.
Save it.
Thank you. Save that. I'll use it. The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.